are listening to SBS.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds? Especially if it's more than 5 years old. For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
The devastating H5 bird flu has marked a grim milestone in Australia as the first confirmed transmission between a bird and a mammal species signals serious trouble. With the second case in a dead seal confirmed just days later, experts warn the worst is yet to come. Doctor of Veterinary Medicine at the University of New South Wales, Professor Rachel Gray, has seen the spread of bird flu in seals firsthand in the sub-Antarctic region.
Basically, we're in Zodiac boats off the shore of one of the main southern elephant seal sites on South Georgia, and basically you just saw a line of dead animals along the tide line, a few deep, and then at other sites we just saw dying animals, dying birds, and we were just collecting samples from around those areas and sending them back to Australia for testing.
Avian influenza, or bird flu, is airborne and contracted by birds and other mammals when they breathe or ingest it from another animal. In 2023, an outbreak of the H5 strain killed more than 17,000 southern elephant seal pups in Argentina and more than 13,500 on Australia's Heard Island last year.
Based on what we've seen overseas in South America and in the sub-Antarctic, we know that seals and sea lions are at very high risk of infection and at risk of mortality. Now that we know we've got avian transmission in Australia and we've got what looks to be avian to mammal transmission, it's very concerning that there might be some mass mortality events and more widespread distribution of this virus.
With two confirmed cases in seals, experts also warn that Australian sea lions could be on the verge of a mass mortality event. Australia is home to around an estimated 10 to 13,000 Australian sea lions, and around 85% of the population are in South Australia, where the first case in a mammal was recorded. Professor Gray says the already endangered population is at serious risk.
Yeah, the population estimates range from less than 10,000 to sort of upwards of 12,000. And the problem for the Australian sea lion in terms of if they are hit with mass mortality events is that they've got a low population size, and it's also quite distributed across the South Australian and Western Australian coast. So there is the potential for specific sites to be really heavily impacted by bird flu.
While bird flu vaccinations are underway in specific bird populations, such as little penguins, experts are questioning whether the government is adequately prepared. Agriculture Minister Julie Collins has said the government is investigating whether bird flu vaccine trials for marine mammals in North America could be used in Australia. However, she says there is currently nothing commercially available to protect vulnerable native seals and sea lions. Professor Ewan Ritchie from Deakin University says more could have been done to prepare for the virus.
Australia has had several years to be ready for the arrival of bird flu. We're the last continent to be affected by bird flu. We've also seen just a lack of funding in general for this response. Although the federal government has spent $113 million plus an additional $24 million through the states and territories, this is a long way short from what we need.
The South Australian government has announced a boost in vaccinations for native birds, and authorities in Victoria are working rapidly to vaccinate the little penguin population. South Australia Primary Industries and Regional Development Minister Claire Scriven says around 180 birds across more than 30 species will be vaccinated under the expanded program.
So native birds here at Clearland Wildlife Park, including orange-bellied parrots and regent honeyeaters, have now been approved for vaccination as part of our response. Other native bird species that will be included are magpie geese, Australian pelicans, regent parrots and red-tailed black cockatoos.
With 319 confirmed cases of H5 bird flu as of August 25, the fight to protect Australia's wildlife continues. Julie Collins says while the risk to humans remains low, Any sightings of sick or dead birds should be immediately reported.
I do want to reiterate that at this time there is no evidence of any H5 bird flu in our poultry or agriculture systems and that the risk to human health remains low. And I continue to put out my pleas, if you see sick or dead birds, do not touch them, but please go to birdflu.gov.au and please report them. So record what you see and report it.
Ewan Ritchie says with so many Australian species already at risk, the need for serious action and funding is critical.
We are seeing bird flu spread throughout multiple states, spanning from Western Australia right across to Queensland, and it's also moving inland north of the Murray River region. So unfortunately, it's probably a case of when, not if, that this bird flu outbreak spreads much further across Australia and will start impacting a whole range of different species and ecosystems. And we already have mammal, bird and other wildlife species that are in significant risk of extinction, more than 2,200 species.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
When someone you love needs a little extra support, choosing the right care matters. At RLS Care, we provide trusted NDIS and aged care services with compassion, dignity and respect. Whether it's personal care, domestic assistance or supported independent living, our dedicated team is here when it matters most. Call 0433 037 337 today and discover how RLS Care can make a difference. RLS Care. Independence starts with the right support.